either X happens or Y happens, and whichever one happened, the other one's statement of what happened is incorrect. Okay, we'll say that. However, in stating that a certain thing happened, the rabbi or the chacham is also trying to communicate a certain spiritual insight. So even if the historical event upon which the insight happens is a non-event, the insight itself can have a lesson and a value to it. So in that sense, the ultimate point may be true, even if the means through which it is being demonstrated may not be true. So that I think is a useful approach. I think the morale says a similar approach to that as well. Yeah.
And if the idea that you're saying that the Torah Shabbatan is like about like the Chachamim and like the Jews like working like with the Torah, is that
Torah Shabbat?
Sorry, yeah. Is that why it turns to the morale? Because they physically love it?
That's correct. You're thinking that, yeah. Okay, so that's an excellent question. Sometimes the Gemara itself gives you rules of who to follow. So, for example, Machlokas Beishamai Beisilel, the halacha is like Beisilel. If Rabbi Akiva is arguing with somebody, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So, very often we have rules within the Gemara. And of course, we have a Shulchan Aruch. Now, where you run into a bigger problem maybe is contemporary halacha. And that is when you have contemporary great rabbis, like Rav Orbach, Rav Yashiv, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the rabbis who are alive today as great poskim, and they sometimes say different things. So who do you follow? Now, the Gemara is not going to tell you who to follow them, right? Because these are the rabbis who live today. So basically, most of us don't have direct connection to the Gaon directly, so we have a connection to our teachers. And who our teachers follow, we will tend to follow. So usually, the way it works is that if a rabbi learns in the yeshiva, so he will follow his rebbe, his Rosh Hashiva will be a brother. So usually, a rebbe at some level will have a rebbe will have some connection to a brother.
Well, I'll tell you the
truth. You have the right to choose as long as you don't pick and choose. So you can say, I consider myself someone who will follow Rabbi Yashar's Pesach, although I wouldn't advise that, he's very modern. You can do that. In other words, really, in truth, if you're following the God and you're consistent, you are safe after 120 years. And if Hashem asks you why you're doing something, you can say, I follow Rabbi Yashar. So really, there's no rule that you can't follow and recognize God. As long as you don't say, well, I like this little on Shabbos because it's easy, and I like this little on the Kashas. Yeah. But if you're consistent, you have the right to actually choose who you want to follow. As long as you're a gadol, which may be a bit of a question sometimes too. Who's a gadol? If it's a recognized gadol, you're safe either way. Now, going back to what you just said, this is why Torah Shabbat... Oh yeah, before I get to that, we'll just backtrack a little bit just to amplify your point. And that is, Hashem gave us a very messy Torah Shabbat. That's really the point. Torah Shabbat is messy. It's full of debate, full of discussion, full of ambiguity. I don't know if you've ever learned Gemara, but sometimes people are very confused when they first learn Gemara because they expect Gemara is going to give them a definite halacha. But it doesn't. It's just debates and discussions. Like, why? But the answer is this. I'll give you a mashal. Maybe I gave you this mashal before about baking a cake. Let's say you have a little child and you want to bake a cake for their birthday. So the best way to do it is when they're asleep or in kindergarten, you're done, just make the cake, easy. But if you really want to show your love for them, you make the cake with them. Now, it's going to take much longer, and the kitchen will be a mess, and it'll be uneven, and maybe it's overbaked here and underbaked here, and there's sugar all over the floor, and there's chocolate on the counter. So, but the love is in doing it together. Hashem wanted to give us a Torah where Am Yisrael does it together with Hashem, as opposed to I can give you the answer to every question. And that is why, as you said, that is why Torah Shebal Peh is compared to the menorah. Because unlike the luchos, that Hashem just gave us the luchos. The menorah requires human effort every single day. Cleaning out the menorah, pouring the oil, replacing the wicks. And not only that, but a flame itself, unlike letters etched in stone that are immutable and unchanging, the nature of a flame constantly flickers and changes. Up, down, to the side, it moves. There are different colors in the flame. That's why the Gemara says for Havdalah, we make Borei Ma'orei Ba'esh. Ma'orei means Hashem created many lights in the flame. It's not just one light, many little lights. By the way, different colors, they say, the Kabbalim say, that if you can see the blue in a flame, so that's kind of a Ruach HaKodesh. You look at a flame, you look at the if you ever look at a flame, you'll see that the hottest part of the flame is almost like hollow, like a hollow. But around there is a little bit of less. You can see, it's not that hard to see, but you can see a little bit of blue, which is the hottest part of them. If you see the blue very strongly, that's considered to be a good sign of kind of a Ruach HaKodesh. I always see if I can see the blue down there. Okay, yeah.
What's the numbers that like Hashem told Moshe, like 40 different versions?
Yeah, there is such an opinion, but the way I'm interpreting that message for this purpose is that he didn't give him specific results, but he gave them clones out of which 49 different interpretations of the each one comes from those clones, therefore, it's within Hashem's code. Okay, so it turns out, therefore, so you understand what's going on. We haven't gone to Chanukah yet, but this is why Torah Shebichsav is the luchos in the Aron HaKodesh. Torah Shebalpeh is the menorah. Now, says the Chiddushi Harim, every Jewish home is a Beis HaMikdash. And the mezuzah that we put on our door is a miniature Aron HaKodesh that contains within the mezuzah the words of, not the luchos, but Shema Yisrael, but the words of Torah Shebichsav. On Hanukkah, we add the Torah Shebichsav. Now, right and left has the following significance. With apologies to lefties, and I apologize ahead of time, we normally use the right hand as a symbol for the strong dominant. So here is the issue. Torah Shebaal Peh is about creativity,